Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with some interesting stories from our region and beyond. Today, public safety and infrastructure projects across the state are on hold after losing federal funds this year. And if you're hoping to curl up with a book this holiday season, I've got some festive recommendations in the latest bookmarks. It's Tuesday, December 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve, or is it Festivus? Either way, let's get into it. Let's start with that federal funding story. Pennsylvania communities lost millions in expected federal funding this year after Congress passed a short-term spending bill that wiped out community project funding grants. As Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reports for WVIA, the Lehigh Valley and the Poconos lost money planned for infrastructure and public safety initiatives.
When Congress approved a continuing resolution in March to avert a government shutdown, it also zeroed out funding for dozens of local projects in the Lehigh Valley and the Poconos, including police equipment, flood control, and a major anti-opioid initiative in Monroe County. Monroe County Commissioner John Christie said he believed the county had secured more than $2 million for an opioid task force to help track drug distribution networks, but only found out months later when they reached out to their federal contacts to see when they would receive the funding.
And they said, oh yeah, that's right, it did get cut. I'm sure that somebody eventually sent out a letter, but you were led along that we're working in Congress to get this through for you.
Former U.S. Representative Susan Wild had requested funding for 15 projects before leaving office. She said she was stunned to learn, only after the fact, that none of them made it into the bill.
Once something has passed through appropriations and been approved and the recipient has been notified, it's pretty unusual, is my understanding, to have it be rescinded.
Wild blamed Republicans, including her successor, Ryan McKenzie, who voted for the measure that eliminated the CPF funding. McKenzie disputes that characterization, since no districts got funding, and he has invited would-be recipients to reapply for next year.
That was Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reporting. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Now, here's a story from a little further outside our region. Some children with albinism in Tanzania have become amputees after being attacked by people who believe their body parts can bring good luck and fortune. A global nonprofit is helping bring survivors to the U.S. for prosthetics. For WVIA, Nicole Leonard recently joined Tanzanian young adults in South Jersey as they got fitted for new arms.
A team of people at MedEast in Cherry Hill surround Moigulu as they fiddle with straps across his back and adjust wires connected to a prosthetic arm at his left side.
Okay, here you want, is it too much?
Make it more tight.
On this side.
This is the 21-year-old's second prosthetic arm. He grew out of the first, which he got when he was about 12, after a group of men attacked him near his village in Tanzania. They cut off his arm to sell on the black market, where body parts of people who lack melanin in their skin, hair, and eyes are treated like lucky talismans. Moigulu says a prosthetic helps him with daily tasks like cleaning and cooking.
And when I'm just wearing clothes, because when I wear the prosthetic arm, I feel more comfortable.
The prosthesis and his trip and stay in the U.S. is coordinated by Global Medical Relief Fund. Elisa Montanti started the nonprofit to help kids and young adults who've lost limbs in attacks or accidents.
This is really a Christmas present to them and to my charity.
The survivors will be in the U.S. until their final prosthesis fittings before returning to Tanzania.
Thanks to Nicole Leonard for that story. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our Newsmatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. Now, let me add to your holiday reading list. Time for the latest edition of Bookmarks. The holiday season is truly the season of the reader. I can't think of anything more relaxing this time of year than curling up beside a crackling fire or sparkling Christmas tree with a warm drink and a good book. The only thing that could elevate the vibes, a festive or holiday-themed story within the pages. If you're hoping to spend some time with a book this holiday season, here are a few ideas.
My name is Kaylee. I'm the owner of Lost and Found Bookshop in downtown Scranton, and my recommendation is The Serviceberry by Robin Wall Kimmerer. It's a short book you can read in one sitting, but its message stays with you long after you've finished. It feels like a TED Talk in the best way, taking complex ideas and making them easy to understand, with lots of heart and lots of humor. Kimmerer is an indigenous scientist and author who uses the serviceberry, a fruit with natural abundance meant to be shared, to remind us that gifts create relationships, not debts, and gift giving should be joyful, not an obligation. The true value of a gift comes from the connection made and not the profit. That's the main message. And that message feels especially meaningful during the holidays, when gift giving can start to feel rushed and transactional. I see this in my bookshop, where books are gifts, yes, but they're also conversations, they're connections, and they become acts of care. So I highly recommend The Serviceberry for this time of year. It's such a delightful and hopeful book.
Hi, my name is Jill from Scranton. For a holiday read, I want to recommend Spectacular by Stephanie Garber because it's short and it's sweet and it perfectly captures the feeling of holiday magic and whimsy that we all want to recreate this time of year. Stephanie Garber is really good at writing very whimsical, detailed descriptions, and I think this lends itself very, very well to a Christmas story. She is very vivid in her descriptions and makes them all very whimsical, very festive sounding, and she has a huge imagination. I've loved all her books, but I especially love her Christmas novella Spectacular.
Hi, my name is Kaylee, or Kay Reviews Books, and I'm recommending The Christmas Fix by Lucy Score because I feel Lucy always captures the beauty and love we see and feel around the holidays perfectly.
This is Lydia McFarlane, WVIA's healthcare reporter. I always use the holiday break as a chance to tackle books that intimidate me. One of my favorite parts of the holiday break is sitting in front of the Christmas tree for hours on end, reading in my pajamas. A few years ago, during winter break of my junior year of college, I picked up The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt, a nearly 800-page musing on life, loss, and art. The protagonist, Theo, experiences a tragedy as a young boy, in which his mother and many other New Yorkers lose their lives. While escaping the rubble, Theo takes a painting of a small goldfinch. As he navigates life as an orphan, he's haunted by the stolen painting and his mother's memory. The novel follows Theo as he grows up, from New York City to Las Vegas and beyond. He struggles with addiction, guilt, grief, and wrestles with what it means to be alive in a world that has not been very nice to him. This is definitely not a cheery holiday read, but rather a lengthy reflection on the meaning of life and the things worth living for. If you have some time off, curl up with this book in front of the fire or the Christmas tree and laugh, cry, and reflect with Theo as he comes of age in modern-day America.
Hi everyone, Sarah Sinto here with my recommendation for this holiday season. Let It Snow, Three Holiday Romances by John Green, Maureen Johnson, and Lauren Miracle. all roads lead to Waffle House in this sweet and snowy collection of interconnected romances. There was a time when I would reread Let It Snow in front of the Christmas tree every holiday break. A Christmas Eve blizzard sets our three main characters on a path to unexpected romance. One leaves her stranded train in favor of a trudge through 4 feet of snow. Another decides he'd rather be snowed in with the cheerleaders at the local Waffle House. And another finds herself in charge of a teacup pig. As the snow falls, each story converges and becomes part of one magical night. These three authors ruled my bookshelf in my high school and early college years, and these stories perfectly capture the feeling of small-town winter break shenanigans. If you're looking for nostalgia and holiday magic this year, look no further than Let It Snow. That's all for this special holiday edition of Bookmarks. We've got another special edition in the works next. If you've sent in a recommendation for any Bookmarks episode this year, I would love to know about your favorite read of 2025. Email your recommendation to me at sarahcinto@wbia.org by Wednesday, December 31st, New Year's Eve, to be part of our year-end episode. Until next time, happy holidays and happy reading. All right, one last thing for you today. We've got a new Pennsylvania postcard from WBIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
In the Bible, Bethlehem near Jerusalem is the place where Jesus was born. Here in Pennsylvania, Bethlehem in the Lehigh Valley takes its title of Christmas City very seriously this time of year. According to tourism officials there, Bethlehem, PA can boast the first documented Christmas tree in America, all the way back to 1747 when it was a Moravian settlement. The tree was decorated with apples, candles, and Bible verses. Today, Bethlehem is full of beautifully lit and decorated Christmas trees in December. You can find carolers, walking tours, theater and musical performances, ice sculpture carving, horse-drawn carriage rides, the whole Christmas experience. Different, surely, than how the holiday was celebrated all those years ago, but Bethlehem's way of preserving its magical, twinkling past. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is a Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the day? Find more stories at WBIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. We will have a show tomorrow, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss a beat. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.